Radio MD. RadioMD.com. Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you ever felt like you are living a life of many different compartments or ways to be? Like maybe you're one person with your friends and a different person at work, or another different person with your family, you know, and of course, we all have that. We all have parts of our personality that come out with different people in our lives. But is there a way to bring that all together? Should we be bringing that all together? My guest is Angela Dial Carlson. She's an ACE certified personal trainer in the Chicago and Nashville areas. So, Angela, speak about compartmentalization. And are we doing this to ourselves? Does it increase the stress in our lives to be this many different kinds of things that we've got going on?
Absolutely. I think it definitely increases stress, although I think we compartmentalize our lives in some attempt to not be as stressed out. So we make a little box for work, and we make a little box for home, and we make a little box for our family and then our extended family, and we try to kind of fit ourselves into that box when we're there, I think in an attempt not to have this overlapping stress. So it may have its roots in a good place, but it really just ends up being a lot more work for the most part than we can actually handle.
Okay, so how can we decompartmentalize? I mean, how do we break that up? I mean, certainly you don't want your boss to, you know, see that you're the pub crawl kind of person, and you don't want your, do you know what I mean? And you're, you know, so,
yes,
so
absolutely.
Certain things we have to keep within
yes,
ourselves,
absolutely.
But yet, so how do we do that? How do we break this up and maybe even stop compartmentalizing all the other aspects of our life? Our fitness routine is here and our work is here and everything is in these little boxes you talked about.
Right. Well, I think if we're going to taking sort of the analogy of the fitness, like going to the gym to work out. There are some people that all they do when they talk about fitness, that's they mean the gym. But if we were going to expand that out and take that out of its little box, and we want to see ourselves as a person who's healthy and fit, then we're going to expand that out and we'll go, well, the person I am at the gym is the one who wants to be healthy. But also I'm that person at work as well. So I'm going to choose to eat well when I'm at work and not save that healthy part of myself for just when I'm at the gym. Or I'm at home, so I'm going to cook healthfully. I'm going to talk about health. I'm going to do things with my kids. So then being a healthy person, that thread of you, what is the thread that runs through all of those things, continues. You don't save that healthy part of yourself just for when you go to the gym. And I think the same thing is true of pretty much any quality that's a good, nurturing, and healthy, positive quality in your life. You know, you want to leave the stress of work at work, but there are things that make you successful at work that are part of the thread of who you are, and you don't want to completely block that off and not have that available to you for, you know, disciplining in your family or getting the house that you want to get or whatever it is that makes you successful in business can be something in the actual authentic thread of you, the integrated version of you, that's also beneficial in different parts of your life as well. So I think the first step really is to say, well, who am I and who do I want to be? And which parts of myself can I have run through as sort of the thread of my life?
I completely agree with you because I've felt that way for so many parts of my life too, and as a mother and a wife, and then my exercise physiology role where I'm nutrition and this, but I've tried so hard to bring them all together. We eat healthy here and out. I mean, we try and live the very healthy life, walk the walk, I guess, or, you know,
right.
Do what you're saying. But then sometimes you do feel you're putting on this fake facade. How do you, you know, kind of distinguish that and say, well, I sort of have to put this on because if they knew something this, it would be all different. Do you know what I mean? I mean, we all have things that if somebody knew, they'd be like, really? You know?
Right.
What do you do with that?
Well, I think the key word is authentic. We need to be authentic in every part of our lives. And if we do feel like we're being fake, then maybe that's a part we don't actually need. I mean, I think, and especially in sort of the public realm, you don't have to tell everybody everything. There is a place for remaining private, obviously. You want to keep some things to yourself. But I think it's less about adopting a different personality or a different trait, and it's more about being discerning about what you reveal when. So you're not really hiding something. You're not trying to be somebody you aren't. You're just being specific about how you're revealing these things. You're choosing safe places to tell people that you like to, you know, eat Reese's peanut butter cups in bed, you know. And if you're a personal trainer, that would be something probably that wouldn't look so good to your client. So it's not being, I think, inauthentic to keep some things to yourself, but to try to say you should never do this. Nobody should ever eat Reese's peanut butter cups in bed. I think that is when you start being kind of fake. And it, you know, it leads to becoming judgmental. And it kind of sets you up for a fall, too.
Well, it does. And I'm glad you mentioned the word judgmental, because it's one of the things with trainers, Angela, that I have certified trainers for years. And one of the things that I have a pet peeve about is this judgmental attitude that some trainers have. Oh, well, you know, how can you even think about eating that Reese's in bed? You know, that's not, and it's such a sanctimonious thing that some trainers have developed over the years, and I hate it. I wish they would stop it, because we're all have flaws, and we are all people that want to live in a world that doesn't have all these boundaries on it, but some of us do. And I wish that people wouldn't be so judgmental.
Yeah, it drives people out of the gym. It drives them away from fitness. When they feel judged, they're not going to want to come back, because we all fail. And that's getting back to the compartmentalization thing, if we get the idea that that trainer is sort of above reproach, then we feel like we have to kind of then sneak, right? You become a private or sneaky eater because you don't want to get caught doing something. Then that leaves us to not really be authentic with people in our lives. And that's where we run into more problems. And, you know, it drives people away from fitness.
It does. And you're exactly right. And so we have to come up with ways, Angela, for us to be in that moment and be, you know, help people to be healthy and help them to make these healthy choices, whether it's a mental thing and a stress reduction thing or a meditation thing or just straight out fitness thing, without being judgmental. And that's so important also for people that are trying to lose weight, because those of us, I've always had to struggle with my weight, but yet I'm not heavy, but I've always struggled. But somebody who's really heavy looks at me and says, well, you're just going to judge me. But that's part of our job, isn't it? Not to.
Right. It is. Yeah. We're the people who are supposed to make it safe. But
that's right. To make it safe. Very right. Yeah. Now in the last minute and a half or so, Angela, your best advice for decompartmentalizing our lives?
The first thing is awareness. You know, I always tell people to journal, and I know they hate it, but I tell them to do it anyway. Write down a list. Like, write down, who am I? What are the very best qualities of myself in this part of my life? The best qualities in this part of my life? The best qualities in this part? And start to draw the thread of who you are authentically as a person, and see if you can see those where they overlap. Really, it's just about being aware and not being inauthentic in our lives.
About being aware, not being inauthentic, and journaling. Journaling what? Our desires, our dreams, these things that we want.
And the realities of the good, positive things about us. We need to be reminded a lot.
And we do, and we, you know, especially
how awesome
women.
We are.
Well, and yes. Especially as women, we're so used to that negative self-talk, to waking up in the morning, looking in the mirror and saying, God, you look so fat today. What's with the circles around your eyes, right?
Yeah. I tell people they should talk to their body the way they would talk to a child, to their favorite child. And if they talk to their body that way, they will learn to love their body well.
Wow, I love that. Speak to your body the way you would speak to your favorite child, and thereby being authentic. Give yourself positive reinforcement, look in the mirror and like what you see, and that's going to help us all with a little bit of stress reduction and decompartmentalizing. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform at the American College of Sports Medicine and Radio MD. Stay well.